We're on the telephone with Aaron Lehman from Polk City, Iowa. Aaron is president of the Iowa Farmers Union. He's a farmer there in central Iowa as well. And Aaron, wanted to talk to you. You were part of a group, coalition, that recently sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions regarding the proposed mergers of seed and chemical companies, the big three mergers that most everybody's familiar with. You expressed your concerns and your opposition to that. So share with us your thoughts, if you would.
Well, it's a rapidly consolidating marketplace. And the concern we have is that farmers will have fewer choices, which will eventually lead to higher prices if these mergers were to go through. In addition to that, we see that the innovation that that farmers will have access to will begin to drop if there's less competition in the industry. So that's our main concern, and we hope that the Justice Department is going to take a strong look at this and examine all the challenges the farmers are facing out here and how it relates to these mergers.
Now, those companies, of course, claim that by going together, by merging, that they'll have more resources to provide more innovation. But you're saying you think it might work the other way.
Well, I think farmers are constantly being told that the competition drives innovation. And if we take out the competition aspect of this, I just don't see that how that's going to drive innovation in the right direction. So we're very leery that it's going to lead to more innovation for farmers in the long run here. So there might be some short-term opportunities there that they're referring to. I don't know exactly what innovation they're referring to. They're not really sharing that many specifics about what innovations we're talking about. But in the long run, less competition leads to less innovation and leads to higher prices for what farmers pay for the products they need to grow crops.
Now, I know you and I had a chance to visit last year, I guess it was, and on your farm when Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack visited there. And you are mainly organic farming at this time?
Well, actually, we have a row crop farm with corn and soybeans, both organic and conventional within our family. And then we also grow organic oats and some hay as well. So we have some acres that are conventional and some that are organic within our family here.
So are you doing anything different this coming year as far as the mix there in the operation? Or
we've got another field that's being converted from that's finishing its transition from conventional to organic. So that'll be, that's always exciting, that first year of a certified organic crop. We tend to convert slowly. Because it is a time-consuming, labor-intensive process. And so we like to do that kind of slow. But we've got another field that we're converting over here, and that'll be interesting. And we're experimenting with some new cover crops on the conventional acres. The opportunities there are exciting, we think it's probably something that we're going to see more and more across the landscape. So we're anxious to see how that works out this spring, too.